Wildcats football defensive coordinator Tristan Abram sizes up the new Wildcats defensive scheme played last Friday in the loss to Rockwall Heath. Coach Abram also tells us about the Sherman Bearcats offense that his defense will line up against this Friday night in Sherman.
The effort was fantastic. That's one thing that we told the kids yesterday was that for 48 minutes, they really did give maximum effort. We didn't see any guys during that entire football game just not go, you know. The first touchdown that they scored was off of a mental mistake, and that's what, you know, I told the guys when they came to the sideline, you know, this scheme that we're running now, there's no room for error. You know, if one person does not do his job, then more than likely we're about to get scored on. So that first touchdown, that's what occurred. And, you know, with us being so young, I told Coach Owens this Friday night whenever we got back to the field house from the game, I told him, well, Coach, I'm going to tell you this. You know, there was a lot of maturing that went on throughout the process of this football game. I said, and not only did the kids mature, I matured as a coach. That was my first time to step out on the field with that many young men that have not played on a Friday night before, just to be honest with you. And as the game progressed and as the game went on, through the other coaches talking to me and going through it, I learned, okay, hey, we got to slow it down. This is a lot faster than some of these guys have ever seen. And there were things that occurred that allowed us to see, okay, hey, I do have to do this just like Coach told me to. Otherwise, you know, this person may now be in the wrong position or this person may now be in the wrong position. But for the most part, again, as was reiterated to the guys on Friday night as well, hey, whenever you're doing what we're coaching you to do, man, they have a hard time moving the football. And there were several times in which we did what we were supposed to do and they had a hard time to move the football.
Let's talk about Sherman a little bit. They got their quarterback coming back. I think they've transferred some guys from defense. And so tell us how they look on film to you.
Well, up front, they're big. Their old linemen are large. Their center is really good. I think that our nose, Draylen Porter and Deodric Dugan are going to have their hands full with their center because he does a great job of snapping and coming off and getting his hands on you right now. And their quarterback, man, he's one of the toughest kids I think I've seen. I mean, he will take a lick and get up and he's like, bring it some more, you know. And he actually showed me that last year whenever we played him. Because we were able to get to him a few times and he just popped up and said, hey, I'm still here. So I have much respect for him for that. And he does a great job. You can tell that he's matured through from last year to this year. He's making some good reads as far as getting the ball out and getting the ball to some guys to get it into their hands.
KSST Sports.